Hey, my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. On this edition, we're talking about what should I charge for social media marketing. Stay tuned. Hey, my friend, this is Ola. What's going on? What's going on? In this edition, we'll talk about how to charge for social media services in response. This is in response to one of our viewers' questions, and I'm gonna dive right in. Hi, I am launching my social media marketing agency. Congratulations. I just went through a course and I actually got certified. Yeah, congratulations. There's quite a few certification programs out there right now. And on social media marketing, I mean, it's still a new territory. You don't have to be certified to do this. Social media marketing, high school kids can even do this. High school kids can make easily 25 grand a year. They can make $500 a week from helping somebody manage their social media platform. And because a lot of people are coming into the game, you need to regulate it, and sometimes regulation starts with certifications, and the people will start regulating themselves by making sure you have some kind of certification about it. But at this stage, I don't think it's necessary, but it's a good way for the gurus to sell their courses sometimes. Certification, and they say, hey, you get certified, and then you pay $500 for the course. They'll teach you, they give you a certificate that was printed at Staples, and you feel good about yourself. More importantly, you get to make money, right? And very lucrative a profession. If you're considering something that you want to do, side gig, you could consider being a social media marketing manager. Okay, all right. So congratulations to you, my friend. He goes, but I have a question about how much I should be charging. I've seen mixed opinions about this all over the place. Quite frankly, I'm a little confused. So my formula to charging for my services really depends on how much of time, of my personal time, is involved, okay? And that's the formula that I use. And because, again, it's a profession that's pretty much in this baby infantry level. There's not regulations anywhere, and nobody is capitalism world here, so nobody is telling you how much you can charge. You charge whatever a person is willing to pay, okay? So it depends on how much of your time. And then there's another factor that I will consider when it's time to charge for your social media marketing services. The other factor I'll consider is your level of expertise, okay? That's the second, okay? So your level of expertise, okay? So again, your time involved, your level of expertise. The third thing is, how much experience do you have, right? So if you don't have people that can, you don't have references of people you've helped in the past, then obviously you have to be a lot more lenient on how much you charge. Does that make sense? So as a matter of fact, you could go as far as doing a free trial of ranking somebody's video on social media, or publishing their video on social media. You could do a free trial of that. You do the editing, you put a free trial, you could do a free trial, and then they may decide to start paying you $200 every week for helping them publish something online on Facebook, right? Helping them manage their social media, sorry, their Facebook fan page, right? So it depends on those three factors: how much of your time is involved, so time, expertise, and experience. Okay, those three things are the first three things I will look at when it comes to how am I going to charge. Okay, your personal time. Okay, now the other factors that you need to look at can probably involve demand and supply. Are people knocking down your doors and beating down your doors to work with you? Then obviously you can charge more, right? Because everybody wants to work with you, right? And then if nobody's knocking on your doors, then you might want to do free trials. Does that make sense? So those are the other two factors that will add on to those first three, which is demand and supply. Okay. Now, with that being said, let me continue the question. Okay. I've seen mixed opinions all over the place. Quite frankly, I'm a little confused. Can you share your take on how you would charge for your time and expertise? Time, expertise, experience, right? As a social media marketing agency. Thanks for everything. All right. So the way I charge for mine is this, okay? Social media marketing is multiple things, okay? We can help you put your Facebook fan page together and optimizing and design the branding, optimize it for branding, right? You can do YouTube optimize your YouTube for branding. So that includes, for example, the face cover of the page. Like that means the banner, the big banner on the page that brands, and also like thumbnail designs, right? And things like that. And there's also search engine optimization. There is suggested video optimization on YouTube now. That's a new phenomenon, which is essentially came from the fact that most of the views you're gonna get when you publish on YouTube is gonna be from suggested videos. Okay, that means anytime you're watching a video, YouTube algorithm thinks you're gonna like this one, and then they show it in the suggested video, as opposed to search results. Okay, so a lot of people are still approaching YouTube with just search results, which is somebody actually search for the term and then you pop up. For me right now, majority of my views is coming from suggested videos, so you have to optimize for suggested videos. Another topic for another day, but just understand that. So now we have suggested video optimization, we have search engine optimization. Those are different services, and I would charge typically, if an ongoing situation is ongoing retention, I would charge $1,000 per month. And it goes up from there depending on how big your organization is, depending on how much video you want me to publish, depending on how much of editing I have to do in these videos, depending on how much of my time involved, like I said earlier, right? So if it's something that takes me 1 hour to do a week, I may charge $1,000 per month, okay? That's a total of 4 hours in a, but again, you're charging for the result you're gonna help them create. This is stuff that's published that will stay on there for life. They will benefit from it for life, long after they may even have stopped working with you. Does that make sense? So don't think of it in terms of I'm spending 4 hours, I'm charging $1,000, that's $250 an hour. No, it's not. It doesn't work like that. You're charging for results. Okay, so hopefully you bring results to the table. Just remember that you're charging for results. Okay, now if they hired a person in-house to be working and do this for them, they will pay, at least depending on the expertise level, they will be paying $35,000, $40,000, $50,000 a year to this person. So think about it that way. And now you're charging them $1,000 for the piece of service for every month. That's only $12,000 a year. And you're charging them on results. Okay. So that means you're obligated to create results. And also, you do want to create that result because now they can become a reference for new clients when you bring on new clients, because obviously you don't want to sit on $12,000 a year, right? You want to have multiple clients that you're helping doing that. And if you make one customer happy, they become a reference. They can decide to give you a testimonial. They can become a success story for your business, right? Then the more of those success stories you have, the more you increase your price, because everybody wants to work with the experts. Everybody wants to work with someone that has a track record, which is why you're charging lower when you started. But once you start creating those success stories, you start charging more, and people are willing to pay because they're paying for the assurance. They're paying for the certainty that you're going to deliver. Does that make sense? That's what they're paying for. So when you think about your services, you want to divide them into different. Don't try to tell people you're going to do all the social media. Social media marketing is multiple different things. We could start from, again, publishing stuff and helping them manage their fan page. And then we now go into setting up ads. There's a difference between setting up ads and actually managing the campaigns, okay? Managing the campaigns takes a certain level of effort and time, okay? And when you help somebody manage, they put their credit card in the situation, they're spending all this marketing dollars. On top of that, they have to pay your fees for helping them manage the campaign. And what is management of campaign? You help them analyze all the data. The goal of analyzing data is so you can eliminate stuff that's not working and keep those that are running and set up more of what's working, right? And you want to keep doing that on a regular basis. Sometimes you have to change creatives. Sometimes a creative is just not working. You have to test different creatives. When I say creative, I'm talking about the actual ad banner that you see on Facebook feeds, right? Sometimes you have to test different ones over and over and test and keep testing until you find winners. Even when you find winners, you look for another winner. It's an ongoing process, but you help them put more money in their pocket. These people don't have the time to be managing campaigns on Facebook or to start from learning the skills on how to do that. So they don't mind paying $1,000 a month. Again, that's me considering that you don't know anything. I mean, that you don't have any reference, you don't have any experience, and they are pretty much patronizing you, right? That's the minimum. But the minimum is actually you do a free trial. Hey, I'm going to help you manage your your Facebook. If you like it after a month, it's $1,000. But after that, you can increase your price by $100 per customer that you acquire. And that right there is the formula that I personally use when it comes to demand and supply. I increase by $100 for every customer I get. And eventually, you've been a place where you hire more resources and you can create more services like creating banners, like helping people with creatives, helping them create logo or brand optimization. And sometimes you have to go into the business and help them with optimizing how they receive customers and how to make the most money out of every customer that comes through the door. It's big. Social media marketing is such a big thing. So it depends on how much time is involved and how robust and sophisticated you get over time. Your price starts from free trial to after the free trial, $1,000 minimum, and then more beyond that. Okay. And I wouldn't do any less. If I have to do any less, I'll just keep publishing until I find the right customer. Okay. Because again, the price has to be right for people to trust you. If you're charging too low, that will kill your trust too. They're like, why is he charging too low? I don't want to do business with him. Have you ever seen a situation where people literally see that, hey, this person's charging $5,000, you're charging $500, and they went with the $5,000 because their brain tells them that the $5,000 must be better. So don't undervalue yourself, is the point. Okay, so that's it. That's what I have for you. If you want to learn more about how I run my stuff, everything, you see the link on the screen, olatux.com/mastermind. That's olatux.com/mastermind. Click subscribe on this channel because I release videos like this all the time. You don't want to be missing out, okay? And yeah, click like, share, and share your thoughts and your questions in the comment below. If you think you may be open to creating a new career, make six figures income every year from being a social media agent, let me know below if that's something you're interested in. Give me a question or something like that now. I will try to get back to you as soon as I can. And if you have a friend or somebody that's undercharging, you have an experience with somebody undercharging, undervaluing themselves, share that story with me below as well too. And honestly, hopefully you've been enlightened and educated, and I'll see you on the next one. Peace.